Good morning. Our question today is, who is chayav in Mikra Megillah? Does it include women who are obligated? Does it include young children, boys, girls? Who is obligated? So we're going to start off with the Shulchan Aruch, who paskins as follows. Hakol chayavim b'kriyasa. Everyone is obligated in Mikra Megillah to read it, to hear it. Anashim v'nashim, men, women, v'geirim, converts, avadim, mishucharim, also slaves who were non-Jews, non-Jewish slaves who were set free. Everyone is obligated in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So the Ola Shabbos discusses this, the reason for it, women, children, mishum dekulam hayu ba'oso nes, everyone was involved in the nes. Everyone was saved from the evil decree of Haman and Achashveros at the urging of Haman. All Jews were going to be destroyed, lo aleinu rachman litzlan, and accordingly, it's not only the men, but it's also the women and children who are obligated in Mikra Megillah. And the same thing applies with the mitzvahs of Chanukah and Pesach. It included not only the men, but all Klal Yisrael are obligated in those mitzvahs. So the Mishnah Berurah, in discussing the issue of children, and in fact, the Shulchan Aruch passage, "Zubechanchim et haktanim likrosa," we actually educate the children to read or hear the Mikra Megillah, to hear the Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows: we're not talking about all children per se, we're talking about the children who were higia lemitzvah chinuch, that we have an obligation to educate them once they have the capacity to understand the mitzvahs. It doesn't mean that we should be mechanach children who have just been born in Mikra Megillah. And the Mishnah Berurah continues that just because women are also obligated in Mikra Megillah, accordingly we're not only talking about boys who are higia lechinuch, that we have to educate them in the mitzvah of Megillah, but also girls as well. There is a mitzvah to be mechanech them in the Mikra Megillah. So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins a few seifim later, and this is Or HaChaim Siman Tafresh Pei Tes Seif Vav, min hag tov lahavik tanim uktanos lishmoa Mikra Megillah. It's a mitzvah to bring younger children to hear the Mikra Megillah. So it could very well be that even if they're not of chinuch, we could be mechanech them, let them start hearing the Mikra Megillah. But fundamentally, that's why he says min hag tov. It's a good thing to do. But really, the mitzvah of chinuch, in educating them in chanchim, that we have to mechanech them, is when they were higia lechinuch. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says the concept here is we should be mechanech the children in the mitzvah of pirsumei nisa, to be mefarsem, publicize the nes, that we were saved, Klal Yisrael was saved from Haman and Achashverosh. And accordingly, from the same reason, the Mishnah Berurah continues that we are noheg to read the various psukim out loud, because that they, those psukim, are talking about the main fundamental times that we had Nisim. It's when Mordechai was introduced, the beginning of the Nes and the end of the Nes. So that's when we say Ish Yehudi, introducing Mordechai, Mordechai Yatza. The third one is Layudim Haisa Ora V'Simcha and Ki Mordechai. And he continues that the concept here is to wake up the children so they don't space out, they don't fall asleep, they should pay attention to the Kriya, so we want to keep it interesting for them. So we do list out, say out those psukim at various points in the Megillah, and that is all, according to the Levush, part of the mitzvah to be mechanech the children. Have a wonderful day.